It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, here we go. Saturday afternoon, Travis Thomas Experience coming at you. I love being here on these airways with you. Every time I am, it feels like I'm back home. I wish I was here more. We're just two games into the Red Sox season thus far. What do you think? I mean, listen, the opener I thought was about as good as you can get. I hope it's the same way next week at Fenway. But Garrett Crochet looks like the truth. I thought that. That was my takeaway from opening day. Last night, wasn't great, obviously. Houck didn't pitch well, although I think he'll be just fine big picture. I do have some concerns with Raffy. He's over to start the season, 0-7. I think he'll figure it out soon. But obviously, we all know he's not thrilled to be a DH. That worries me a bit. Where is he mentally as we move forward? But ultimately, I do think this team has one of the best lineups in baseball. I think it's going to get even better, which I'll explain in a moment. But at 3:30, I'll give out my predictions for the Sox this season. I'm only on till 4 today, 2 to 4. So at 3:30, I'll give you my official predictions for this season. But in the end, you know, I think all this stuff will sort of sort itself out with Houck and Devers and some of the other guys we've seen struggle. I think this team's really, really good. Now, I want to talk to you about this because I saw the latest with the Blue Jays and Vlad Jr. Have you been following this? So apparently, listen to this, according to Buster Only, quote, a gap still remains between the two sides. It's unclear whether there will be more talks in the immediate future to reach a deal. So the Blue Jays offered Vlad Jr. another contract, and he's not interested. He's playing well right now, too. So Vlad Jr. technically and officially will be a free agent after this season. Now, here's where I'm at with this. I am convinced that the Sox will trade for him at the deadline. Convinced. They'll figure out a contract in the offseason. They'll figure the money out, but they will trade for him at the trade deadline. You guys think I'm crazy, but I'm telling you, if this team can add Vladdy Jr. and a decent closer at the deadline, here's where you're going to think I'm nuts. I not only think they could make it to the World Series, this season. I also think they could shock the world and hang in there and have a chance to beat the Avengers, a.k.a. the Dodgers, because that team's ridiculous. I'm telling you, I think the Sox trade for Vladdy Jr. at the deadline. They get the deal done. They'll figure out the money. They'll figure that out down the road. He's going to get paid by somebody. It may not even be the Red Sox. I don't know. But they're going to trade for him at the deadline. So it could look like a rental. I hope not. I think if you give up prospects and everything it's going to take to get Vladdy, you better open up the pocketbook. You better figure it out long term. I think they will. I think Vlad Jr. is going to be with the Red Sox at the deadline. They're going to win the AL. They're going to get the Dodgers in the World Series, and we'll see. That's how much I believe in this team. So I'll talk more about that at 3:30. If you want to talk Sox with me, 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter as well. All right, I want to transition to this. So Alexander Ovechkin is just 6 goals away now from passing the great one, Wayne Gretzky. And so it got me to thinking about sports records in general. When I was a kid, I was all about the records. I knew all the stats. I had all the trading cards and all that kind of stuff. As I got older and I got in this business, I had an appreciation for records. I just didn't really fanboy over them as much as I did when I was younger. But now I appreciate them. I covered Orioles teams with Cal Ripken Jr. So that streak, the Ironman streak, meant more to me. I covered the Washington Capitals, got to know Alexander Ovechkin. So him passing Gretzky in terms of career goals is just going to be insane to me. I have an appreciation for it. So I just started thinking about this, and I wanted to ask you guys, 617-779-7937. What's the most impressive sports record all time overall? You look at Jerry Rice's receiving yards record. I don't think anyone's going to even sniff that. I brought him up. Cal Ripken's Ironman streak record. Barry Bonds' home run record. Tom Brady's everything records. Tom Brady, period, is a walking, talking record book. Emmitt Smith's rushing record. These are just ones off the top of my head. But where does Ovechkin passing Gretzky rank to you? 617-779-7937. I think it's incredible. I told this story before on this show. I'll tell it now, though, because I know there's new people coming in, new people coming out who've never even heard of me. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter, by the way, if you like what you hear. So I told this record before. So I was doing a series called A Day in the Life, and I got to follow around Alexander Ovechkin, right? And so it was really cool. He's very nice. But what I noticed all day is this guy was walking like a grandpa. I mean, like hip replacement grandpa, like falling down in the shower, hit the life alert button grandpa, like that. He was walking geriatric, okay? So I'm like, why is this guy walking around like this? Now, we're in the middle of a season, so I get if you're sore or something, but this was not an I'm sore walk. This was something's injured. So eventually, I didn't do it, you know, on camera, but over to the side, I say, hey, Ovi, you good, man? What's up? Yeah, I see you kind of moving gingerly. He's like, oh, my back is killing me. There's no way I'm playing tomorrow. But keep it between us. I'm like, okay. So now I'm like, all right, well, here's one way to build trust, because I could go on air right now with breaking news. Alexander Ovechkin's not playing tomorrow. I think they were playing the Flyers. But I didn't do it. I kept it to myself. Sure enough, you know, the next day comes. I'm waiting for the breaking news. Ovechkin out today against the Flyers. Never happens. Get to warm-ups. Here comes Ovi. Skating out there. Looks like, I mean, he's skating a million miles per hour. Looks like nothing happened to him. I'm like, what the hell? So I'm glad I never, you know, ran with that story. Sure enough, he scores a hat trick. I'm just like, Hockey dudes are just different cats, man. They are a different level of human being. There's no doubt about it. It's just, it's amazing to me. We don't even know what these injuries are. I mean, in hockey, they don't even tell you. There's not a real injury report. Lower body injury. Well, what the hell does that mean? 617-779-7937. My question to you, you know, with Ovi about to pass Gretzky for career goals, what is the most impressive sports record overall, in your opinion, that you've seen? 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter. I mean, I just named some off the top of my head. I know Jerry Rice's receiving yards record. I don't think anyone's sniffing that one. Cal Ripken's Ironman streak, Barry Bonds' home run, Emmitt Smith's career rushing record, Tom Brady's everything records. Or do you think it's Ovi? I mean, listen, Gretzky is by far the greatest hockey player I've ever seen, and I covered Ovi, and I still think it's Gretzky. I grew up watching him. I was too young for like early Gretzky. My generation was King's Gretzky, and that made hockey cool to me. I mean, as a teenager watching him, as a young kid watching him, it made me want to like hockey and care about hockey. And so, you know, that'll never change, as awesome as Ovi is. The other thing that stands out with Ovechkin's career to me as covering him was he will hit you. Like, that's one thing I'll give him over Gretzky. Ovi, big, physical, strong, physical as all get out. He would absolutely annihilate. He doesn't do it as much now that he's older, but he would annihilate guys. You would come up and think you were going to hit him, and you were going to bring that physicality to him, and he would lay your butt out. I was always impressed with that with Ovechkin. But I don't know which record. I think it's Cal Ripken's Ironman record. You know why? I just think these athletes now, how many times do we see guys out for the lamest injury? Like, I mean, guys get hangnails now, and they miss a game. They stretch wrong. They get hurt in pregame warm-up stretching, and they're out for a month. Or by the way, you don't even have to be hurt nowadays. How many guys in the NBA sit out for load management? I mean, honestly, I think Ripken's Ironman streak may be the most impressive to me. Just because all those games, all those years, I didn't even get perfect attendance in school. I mean, like, I got sick. I played hooky. I miss a day here or there. You mean to tell me this guy never missed a game for that long? I think it's Ripken. Then take any of Brady's streaks. And then I think I'll go Ovi passing Gretzky. But what do you think? 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter. We've got a packed show for you. I'm talking Red Sox with you all show long. Plus, I'll give my predictions for the Final Four. Have you been entertained with March Madness? I've seen a lot of complaining about March Madness. I wonder where you land on this. So I want to hear from you. 617-779-7937. A lot of people saying it's boring and it's too chalk and all this nonsense. So I want to hear from you. Casey Hudson from Nesson joins us at 3 o'clock. She'll talk stick and puck with us about the Bruins. I also want to talk about the Stanley Cup playoff picture. I know the Bees aren't in it, but I kind of want to get her thoughts on who she likes to be in the Stanley Cup finals. I also talk about the Seas before I get out of here at 4 o'clock. In the meantime, in between time, I do want to hear from you. So call me with Ovi about to pass Gretzky for career goals. What's the most impressive sports record overall, in your opinion? Now, I said every time I come back and I do these weekend shows at WEEI, it feels like I'm coming home. It feels like this is where I belong, right? I say that because as I look down, I see these phone lines are lit up like a Christmas tree. I mean, honestly, I appreciate you guys. 617-779-7937. Get in here. When I come back, I'm taking all your calls. We're going to go rapid fire. We're going to blow through all these. Ed, Phil, TC, Steve. That can't be the TC, is it? No way. Oh, I was about to go crazy. I'm going to get with all of you. Pierre, I'm going to get with all of you when I come back from break. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter. I know some people don't like to call and would rather DM me. I get messages. Every time I do a show, I actually get messages from people that will DM me their sports take, and they always say, I appreciate that you allow us to do this and still read this on air because I don't feel comfortable calling in. You can also text as well, 617-779-7937. In fact, some of the text line listeners are weighing in here. Ted Williams, 401 batting average, untouchable. That's a good one. Brady's Super Bowl wins will never be caught. No chance. Hey, they were trying to give that away, weren't they? Oh, they were just telling you Patrick Mahomes was going to pass that. It's crickets now, isn't it? another texter agrees with me. Ripken's Ironman record will never be touched. Gretzky's points record will never be broken either. Yeah, that's a good point. The goals is one thing, but the points. How great was Gretzky? Oh, my God. Goals, points, forget about it. Ovi's a great player, though. I don't want to take anything away from him. It was a pleasure. I mean, that's something I already tell my kids, and when I have grandkids, I'll tell them. You know, I got a chance to cover that dude. Just a phenomenal athlete, phenomenal hockey player. But I think I'm going to go Ripken and Brady, pretty much Brady everything. I'm not going to lie. Jerry Rice receiving yards record's pretty impressive, too. I don't think anyone's going to touch that. And this is a passing league. And I still don't think anyone will play long enough and just have the impact that he did. I might throw Jerry up there ahead of Ovi, too. 617-779-7937. I want to hear from you. Ovi's about to pass Gretzky. He's six behind him. What do you think is the most impressive sports record overall? Phone line's full. We'll hear from you on this next. This is the Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI. Here's what's trending.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Travis Thomas Experience, taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. Phone lines lit up, text lines lit up, DMs lit up. I asked a question before going to break. With Ovi about to pass Gretzky for career goals, What's the most impressive sports record overall, in your opinion? The text line responded big time. Cy Young, 511 wins, is clearly untouchable. Nolan Ryan's all-time strikeouts will never be touched. I got a lot of John Stockton's assist records here. Michael Phelps medals. LeBron, wait, how about LeBron getting some love? LeBron's scoring record, you would have to play 20-plus seasons, averaging 25-plus points. Tiger Woods. So a lot of love here. I did get one. I said my vote was for Cal Ripken's Ironman streak. And someone, I got to find it, someone on the text line went at my boy Cal Ripken. Here it is. I think Cal Ripken's record is fraudulent. They spelled fraudulent with all caps lock. They wanted me to know. They said at the end of his streak, he would have one at-bat and then get taken out. Hey, he's still dressed, though. He still showed up for the game, bruh. Come on.
If you want to talk about a fraudulent record,
yeah.
Wilt Chamberlain 100-point game did not happen.
Yeah, I feel like that's cap. Like, I can't just have a sign with a 100 on it and believe you did it. How is it possible that we all watch Celtic City? They have the most crisp 4K video of all this old footage. But I'm supposed to believe nobody was around with a camera for Wilt's 100-point game. I'm with you. I think it's BS. I think Kobe's the
81, yeah.
Yeah, I think that 81 points is.
Another good record I don't think will be broken. Scott Giles, 30 assists in a single NBA game.
617-779-7937. Let's hit the phone lines. Let's go in order. Let's go with my man Ed on line one. What's happening, Ed? What's the most impressive sports record in your opinion?
Wayne Gretzky's points.
Points.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I saw him play in an Ontario Hockey League game, playing for a team that was owned by Phil Esposito's father. And at 16, he signed at 17 in the WHA. He was 100 times better than every player.
Mm.
So I have to say what Wayne Gretzky did will never be repeated.
No doubt. Appreciate the call, Ed. Yeah, I mean, I was saying that I love Ovi. I love him. He was great for my career. He's a good guy. Having a chance to cover him is really one of my career highlights. But I grew up watching Gretzky, man. Like, I'm sorry. Ovi's, I would argue that I always liked Sidney Crosby. I thought Sidney Crosby was a little bit closer to Gretzky's game than Ovi was. In a way, I almost feel like Ovi's sort of like LeBron to Jordan, where he's this big physical specimen. He's explosive. That's LeBron. But Michael Jordan was more graceful than LeBron. That's kind of how I feel with Crosby and Gretzky. Crosby's a little more like Gretzky in his gracefulness and his skill. Whereas Ovi just overpowers you. He's bigger than you. He's stronger than you. And I mean, that slap shot, just forget it. Forget it. I mean, there's nothing you can do. But Gretzky's a better overall player, no question about it. All right, let's go to line two, my man Walter. Walter, what's happening? Welcome to the experience, bro.
Travis, thanks for having me on, man. Listen, for Iron Man, I got to go with Cal Ripken. I mean, I think you can there's a lot of records. And maybe it's just for baseball. Maybe you could do one for each sport. But you're talking 17 seasons. 17 seasons. To say that it's fraudulent because towards the end, he only played one game. That guy had to play 17 seasons without getting major injury. And you talk about nowadays, it's never going to happen.
That's
because
right.
of the money and all that. They're never going to risk that ever. So it's never going to happen. Real quick, if I could, Vlad to the Sox. Would love to see it. I would trade any prospect that they want to get Vlad if we're going to lock him up. And then one last thing. My bracket is still intact, my man. I got Michigan Ooh. State and Florida, and I got Duke and Tennessee.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's easy. Duke goes all the way. But I'm going to say, although I picked Duke, I'd love to see Bama take out Duke.
Let's go. How about that call from Walter? Man, that's a Hall of Fame call right there. Love that. Text line still, still going crazy. Tiger Woods, most mistresses at once record.
I think Wilt has that one beat too.
Shots fired. I love it. Let's go to TC in the car on line three. What's up, TC? Welcome to the experience.
What's up, man? So here's the deal when it comes to the hockey, okay?
All right.
Everyone, it drives me crazy that everyone talks Gretzky. Let me explain something real quick, okay? When Mario Lemieux retired, okay, his real retirement, this is before he came back when Crosby was playing, okay? When Mario Lemieux retired, he held the most impressive hockey statistic, which was points per game. Mm-hmm. He was the only man to average over 2 points a game. He averaged 2.01 points per game. Gretzky was number two at 1.92. Mm. Now, those numbers got skewed because he came back because Crosby was around and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But the real record, okay? So Mario, people can say what they want. Mario was better than Gretzky. But anyways, the reason for the call was another thing that drives me crazy is everyone's talking about Ovechkin and his goal record. Yeah, that's great and all. Sidney Crosby just set the real record, averaging at least 1 point a game for 20 seasons, passing Wayne Gretzky's record of 19. Sidney Crosby is 10 times the player Ovechkin is. Ovechkin doesn't make his teammates better, okay? Now, he's the greatest goal scorer there's ever been, but he doesn't make his teammates better, okay? Sidney Crosby is levels above Alex Ovechkin, and I can't stand the narrative that Ovechkin gets put in a class with these guys. Again, greatest scorer in the history of the game. Don't take that away from him. But he cannot come close when it comes to being the hockey player, Sidney Crosby. I mean, it's not even close.
Yeah, all right, TC, listen.
I think you've got something when it comes to Ripken, okay? That's unbelievable. It would never happen in this day and age with all the clown show. And you, the best thing you said today, by the way, I'm sorry to take so much time.
You're good.
But you said it. Hockey players are just different.
They're different. I'm going to push back a little bit. I got you, TC. I'm going to push back a little bit on the Ovi doesn't make his teammates better stuff. That's not true. That's just not true. But I'm with you on the Crosby. I mean, what happened, Crosby got too many damn concussions. That's what happened. I mean, I hear you that I don't understand why Ovi gets all the love and Crosby doesn't. I think Crosby gets plenty of love, but I think his injuries, his concussions is what did it. Where Ovi kept playing. I mean, he didn't miss as much time. That's what happened. But this thought that he doesn't make his teammates better is ridiculous. I mean, I just covered way too many of those teams and saw them flame out in the playoffs, and it damn sure Ovi was the least of their problems. It was the teammates around him. It was what they surrounded him with, how they built around him that failed him. He should have... Now, here's where I agree with you. He should have more than one cup, that's for sure. And Crosby, even with the injuries, has won plenty of those. But I'm not going to say it's because he doesn't make teammates better. I disagree there. I also disagree with you. I loved Super Mario, bro. Mario Lemieux was ridiculous. But he's not better than Wayne Gretzky. It's just not. That's not a thing. That's not real. I love Super Mario. I'm a fan. I thought he was a real... you know, contemporary, like a real rival to Gretzky. But I think most people, I bet you people in Pittsburgh even would say Gretzky was better. I mean, you guys think I'm nuts? Let me know. 617-779-7937. If you're just joining us, first of all, welcome. Secondly, with Ovi about to pass Gretzky for career goals, we're talking the most impressive sports records overall. Let's go to D on line four. D, what's happening, man? What's the most impressive record to you?
Hey, Mike, man, what's going on?
Not a whole lot, bro.
All right. We haven't mentioned LeBron's scoring record. It's never going to be broken. LeBron got another solid 3 to 5 years to play. And the only active player that's even close is Kevin Durant. He's still 11,000 points behind.
Mm. Yeah, we had a texter send that in. They did the math and said you would have to average 25 points for 20 years. I just don't see anyone.
I don't see anyone
doing that either, D. I appreciate the call, brother. Text line still blowing up. Travis, I go with Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak because I'm 67. I'm old, and but that record will never be broken. That's a good one, too. Let's go to Pierre on line five, who I think agrees with you. Pierre, what's up, brother?
Hey, man, how are you?
Good.
So no one's spoken about Joe DiMaggio yet, his hitting streak.
Yeah, I just did.
I mean, you just did?
Yeah, yeah, 56-game hit streak, right?
Yeah, I mean, Pete Rose had, I don't know, 44 and 78. The closest someone's been, I think it was 2004, 5, something like that, Jimmy Rollins had 38. I mean, it's never, ever, ever going to be broken. Not a chance.
Yeah, that is incredible. I mean, when you start looking, I appreciate the call, Pierre. When you start looking at some of these records, man, I mean, it is. Some of this stuff's never going to be broken. I'm going to tell you, I brought this up earlier. No one's calling in and saying it. I mean, you look at Jerry Rice's records. Somebody on the text line said that they think if Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase stay healthy, that Ja'Marr Chase could catch it. But I don't know, man. I just don't know. And it's a passing league, too. The other thing about Jerry, he played for so long. That's the thing. A lot of these records, you know, career numbers, these guys played for forever. And it's another reason we talked about Brady earlier. It's another reason I don't think Brady's Super Bowl wins is going to be caught either. Like, I just think you have to play for so damn long to even sniff some of these things. Let's go to Tom on line one as the calls keep coming in fast and furious. Tom, what's happening? Welcome to the experience.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
My man. What's the most impressive record?
This is about, what's that?
What's the most impressive record to you?
To me, it's the 2 three-peats by Michael Jordan. Everybody wants to talk about stats and this and that. The last person to have a three-peat was Kobe Bryant. Tom Brady never did it. In major sports, the last person to do it was Kobe Bryant. And Michael Jordan did it twice.
Right.
Basically in a row.
Yeah. No, that's a really good one.
So to me, the stats is all great and all that, but two three-peats, that's just what cements him to me as the best ever.
No doubt. Appreciate the call, Tom. I mean, that's true. The three-peats are impressive, but listen, I'm going to be honest. I almost feel like Bill Russell's championships, like total championships, are more impressive than that. Like, I'm not going to deny that three-peats aren't ridiculously hard and ridiculously rare. I'll give you that. But, I mean, in 13 seasons, Bill Russell won 11 championships. I mean, come on. That's insane. And I'm reading about this now. So I guess Russell could have actually had 12. He had an ankle injury during the 1958 NBA Finals. So if he didn't get hurt there, he might have 12. 13 championships, or 13 seasons, 11 championships for Bill Russell. Rest his soul. I mean, that is, I hear you about three-peats. But, man, well, how about that record? I mean, is anyone going to get more than 11 NBA championships? I doubt it. I mean, records are made to be broken, right? But I don't know. My phone's, like, the screen for the phone line two's yellow for some reason. I don't know. Let's go to him. Let's go to John on line two. Maybe that'll clear it up. What's up, John? Welcome to the experience.
Hi, thanks. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Hey, one record that another Boston guy has that'll never be broken is Gino Cappelletti. He's the all-time scoring leader for the American Football League.
Nice. Yeah, that is a good one. That's one you don't hear very often, too. Appreciate the call, John. Let's go to Alyssa on line three. Alyssa, what's up? Welcome to the experience.
Thank you. Glad to be here. This is a little outside the American Big Four sports. Is that okay?
Of course.
All right, you know much about sumo?
No, I watch it whenever I see it on TV, though. I love those big dudes.
Yeah, big dudes. So it's a grueling sport. It's the kind of sport where if you get injured in a tournament, it's counted as a loss. And there's this dude, Hakuho, from 2006 to, like, about 15 years after that. If I could do the math, that'd be great. Mm-hmm. But that dude, most people who win the top championships get, like, at the best, like, 11, 15, 20, 25. This dude has 43 top championships in the highest level of sumo.
Wow.
Kept healthy enough to compete for 15 years. Like, one of the greatest athletes in a sport that people don't often, like, think about or watch.
Yeah, for sure. That is impressive. Micah Parsons from the Cowboys tried to, like, pass rush one of those dudes one time just for funsies, and it did not go well for Micah Parsons. Those are massive, strong dudes. I'll give you that. Let's go to line four, my man David. David, welcome to the experience, brother.
Hey, thanks for having me. Okay, how about Wilt Chamberlain, most points per game in a season, over 50. He has also the most career rebounds in NBA history, and also he has the record for most minutes played in a season. He averaged over 48 minutes a game, and he did so because he played in overtime.
Yeah, that is that. Listen, Wilt Chamberlain, I feel like, has a lot of these impressive records for sure. Someone on the text line said that, well, they don't have video footage, but there is a radio broadcast of his 100-point game. I have another texter. This one made me laugh. Ric Flair was a 16-time world champion, easily the most incredible sports accomplishment of all time. Woo! Just wanted to throw that in. He didn't write that part. I just wanted to do that. Nature Boy, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Jack on line five. Jack, what's happening, man? Welcome to the experience.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here. And I have an activity on the weekends where I clean out a barn for three horses and chickens.
Mm-hmm.
I got the radio going, and you have gotten me through tons of movement of manure, and
Jack,
I appreciate it, man.
Let's go, Jack. Woo! Move that poop, baby!
So I'm trying to think outside the box. UCLA men's basketball team in the 60s and 70s, John Wooden. How many championships did they win in a row?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I don't have my computer with me right now, but that's never going to happen again with NIL.
That's a good one, bro. I'm going to look it up right now.
Thank
while we
you,
speak.
Sir.
That
hey,
is a good
hey, by
one.
By the way, Bill Russell also won an NCAA championship, and he won an Olympic gold medal and the NBA championship. So how's about that one?
There you go. All right, here we go. Under Coach Wooden, the Bruins posted record after record. Team won 10 NCAA championships, including 7 in a row between 66 and 73. Wow. That is crazy, bro. During the streak of 7 straight championships, the Bruins won 38 straight tournament games. My goodness. That's a pretty good one right there. That's a good call. 617-779-7937. If you're just joining us, welcome. Secondly, with Ovi about to pass Gretzky, I thought it would be appropriate to ask you all, what's your most impressive sports record that you've seen? Which one do you hold in the highest regard? I said Cal Ripken's Ironman streak, which a lot of people have agreed with, but then some people have said it was fraudulent because at the end he sucked and they just let him keep playing because of that streak. I still think it's impressive, though. Let's go to Pat on line one. Pat, what's the most impressive sports record?
It's got to be Ricky Anderson's records of most in career history, 1,406 stolen bases.
Yep.
It's 130 stolen bases in a season. He also has the most leadoff home runs of all time with, I believe it's like 82.
Mm.
Most career runs scored, 2,295 runs scored. And he also played in 4 decades in Major League Baseball. So he did play a lot of games. But to have 130 stolen bases in a season, that'll never be touched. And the amount of stolen bases he had in his career, led the league 12 times in stolen bases.
Oof.
That guy is the most underrated baseball player in our time.
No kidding, man. That's great. We got a lot of texters saying the same thing, too. A lot of DiMaggio hit streaks and a lot of Ricky Henderson. How about this one? Mount St. Charles High School hockey team in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, 26 state championships in a row. That is that real? Somebody call me. Is that a real thing? 26 state championships in a row for Mount St. Charles High School hockey. That is insane. That's pure dominance right there. Let's go to Bob on line two. What's happening, Bob? What's the most impressive record to you?
Hands down, Nolan Ryan's strikeout record. I didn't Google it. I know it's well over 5,000, but you're never going to see anything close to that. Not in today's baseball. And that's true one-on-one. That was him against the hitter. Yeah. Fantastic games to watch.
Yeah, for sure, man. I mean, if you look at even today's pitchers in general, their elbows explode after a while. So I think you're right. Some of this stuff is just not going to be broken. That's one of them. I would agree with you. Ryan, I know you wanted the number 5,714 strikeouts. Holy shnikes. Who's breaking that? No one's breaking that. Let's go to Welly on line three. Welly, what's up? Is it Welly or Willie?
Welly.
Welly. What's up?
So what I was gonna say Nolan Ryan as well, which is funny. The previous caller said that. I'm gonna say this. I think LeBron's point total record in general is looked at a little bit suspect. The longevity is insane.
Yeah.
And there's all he probably got away with doing some things you probably aren't allowed to take. But I'll tell you right now, Brian Cardinal and J.J. Barrera walking him in his prime in the finals. There's just no way you can put him with the Birds and the Jordans, but he's right below that. And
yeah.
He's a great player.
Yeah, he is a great player. I'm definitely not going to accept that he did steroids, though. Like, I'm not buying that. I'm not rolling with that narrative. I just think he's a freak of nature. But I don't feel like LeBron did roids. Although nothing would shock any of us, right? Like, we've all seen all these guys that we thought were clean in baseball for years, and then we found out they weren't. So, you know, if I found out LeBron did roids, it wouldn't shock me. Let's go to Alex on line five. Alex, welcome to the experience.
How's it going?
So good, brother.
I think I got two for you. So first thing is John Jones and his title defense record.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 13 years or something like that. No one's coming anywhere near that in any time ever.
Yeah.
Second is just Lewis Hamilton in general. Like, you pick a record in F1, he's probably holding it. I think I saw a picture. He's got like 60 of the overall records in F1's record book. It's absurd.
Yeah, no doubt. John Jones, you're referring to 19 fight win streak. Yeah, I don't think anyone's touching that. I mean, these guys get knocked out like nobody's business. I'll take two more before the break. Let's go to Tim on line one. Tim, what's happening, brother?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Previous caller called up about talking about Ric Flair. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen the movie The Claw. You know, about the Von Erichs.
Yeah.
And Ric Flair, you know, of course there was steroids involved, but for non-steroids, you know, I mean, LeBron is, I guess, king, but Jordan and Bird, you know, they just had, and like LeBron, they just had natural ability without the use of additives, and you know, between Magic Johnson and Larry Bird, they're the ones who brought the NBA back to relativity, and that's all I got, bud.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate the call. Tim was not interested in any records. He just wanted me to know that Magic and Bird brought the NBA back. Thank you for your contributions. Let's go to Mike on line two. Mike, what's the most impressive sports record?
One of the shortest ones you'll ever hear is the back-to-back Johnny Vandermeer no-hitters. I mean, there'd have to be three in a row to break his record.
There you go. He said it would be short and succinct. He was right. In and out, baby. 617-779-7937. I mean, honestly, I got a phone line wrapped around the building right now. There's so many calls. I'm taking them all when I come back. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI. Phone lines are jumping, baby. Travis Thomas Experience. Hey, listen. I told you guys my first show. I said, listen, I could sit up here and talk at you, but that's not what I like to do. I like to talk with you. And I started today's show first on a rant that the Red Sox will trade for Vlad Jr. at the trade deadline. Let's stay focused. Then I transitioned to, hey, listen, you know, Ovi's just 6 goals away from passing Gretzky for all time for goals, right? So I'm like, what's the most impressive sports record of all time in your opinion? And the phone lines, I've never seen a reaction like this. So let's get back to it. Let's go to Paul on line one. Paul, what's happening, brother? What's the most impressive record?
Well, it's, to me, one that'll never be broken is Richard Petty's 200 wins.
Oh, yeah.
The most close is 105, so that'll never, you'll never see that broken again.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. No one, we've had a couple of, I think a F1 record here or there from calls, but that's a good point on Petty. Let's go to Jeff on line two. We'll just go rapid fire here. What's the most impressive sports record, brother?
Oh, I got to say Nolan Ryan again with the number of no-hitters by Nolan Ryan.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone will get close to that.
Yeah, his strikeouts are crazy. So Ryan had 6 no-hitters, and I gave the number earlier for his strikeouts. It was crazy. I even said, if you notice nowadays, you know, like Skeens is great, right? But a lot of these young pitchers, their elbows explode after a while is what happens. So Nolan Ryan doing it for as long as he did was incredible. I got a chance to watch him when I was a kid. He was older by the time I came around, but I still saw him, and he was still throwing that gas, that gasolina. Let's go to Bob on line three. Bob-O, what's going on, brother? Welcome to the experience.
Hey, Travis, I just have to compliment you. I love this topic, and I get to learn things I didn't know, so compliments to you.
Thanks, brother.
The there are two. Tiger Woods, 142 consecutive tournaments making the cut.
Mm.
There's no one even close to that. And right now, Xander Schauffele is on his own streak.
Yeah.
And I think he's got to go another 4 years, every tournament he plays, making the cut. Unbelievable. And then the other one I have, 7 consecutive 20-game winning seasons, Lefty Grove.
Mm.
And the weird thing was he got traded to the Red Sox, had a down year, and then won 20 games again. So he had 8 out of 9 years winning 20 games or more. One of those years was 31-game winner.
Woo, man. Good stuff there from Bob. On the text line, Joe Gibbs winning 3 Super Bowls with 3 different non-Hall of Fame quarterbacks in an 8-year period. Joe Theismann, Doug Williams, and Mark Rippon. Yeah, that was Joe Gibbs is just worshipped down in D.C. That is impressive. It's one of the reasons why I actually think Andy Reid is the greatest coach of all time. Because Andy Reid now has won Super Bowls with he's won Super Bowls with multiple quarterbacks, but he's also been to – remember, he got there with Philly a bunch of times and lost. But doing it with different quarterbacks is impressive stuff for sure. Let's go to Ralph on line 4. What's up, Ralph?
Hey, listen, team-wise, Celtics 11 championships in 13 years, but
yeah.
Individual player, how could anything be more impressive? Now, Gretzky's about to be passed. I don't know if someone mentioned this.
Yes.
But the all-time point leader, if Gretzky never scored a goal in his career, still is the all-time point leader. What could beat that? I mean, that's the most impressive thing I've ever heard.
It's insane. That's what it is. Appreciate the call, brother. Let's go to Max. How about young Max weighing in on the experience? What's up, Max?
First off, I want to say driving a car is not a sport. And second off, it would be LeBron James' most consecutive games with 10-plus points.
I like this Max kid. Thanks for the call, man. Rock on. Max coming in strong. How about the youth? The youths. Max is the future, everyone. Let's go to Mike on line one. What's up, Mike?
Hey, no. Hey, Max. You want to show up to work? Cal Ripken Jr., Bruce Matthews, Brett Favre. Those things matter to the working man.
Yeah.
Showing up to work and being there.
Yeah, I completely agree. Ripken got my vote too. For that Iron Man streak. Remember Eli had one rocking too till the Giants bleeped that up. Let's go to Bill on line two. What's happening, Bill? What's the most impressive record?
Sergey Bubka, Ukrainian pole vaulter, 35 world records, dominated the sport for 2 decades.
There you go. I mean, I'll take it. I've never heard of the person doesn't mean it doesn't matter. Oh, records. This might, you know what? On the topic of records, I wonder if I got the record for the most phone calls in the first hour of a program here on WEEI.
You're making me work for it, Trav.
I mean, honestly, I see beads of sweat coming off of you. Let's take Al to end it here. Al, what's happening? What's the most impressive sports record?
Well, I have two. The first one, though, is Jack Nicklaus' 18 major championships.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think Cal Ripken's game streak is right up there.
There we go. Appreciate it, Al. How about that? I'm telling you, I don't know if there's any metric how we can measure this. All time in 1 hour, I think I just broke WEEI's record for phone calls. I'm telling you.
I can go back to the call record and I can count it up, Trav, for you. I'll get you a number at some point.
And I'll hold up a sheet with the number on it like Wilt.
We'll just put 100 on it and say it just like Wilt. There's no footage.
Oh, man. If it sounds like we're having fun here on the Travis Thomas Experience, it's because we are. Casey Hudson from Nesson joins us next to talk stick and puck. This is the Travis Thomas Experience, and it was an experience on WEEI.